In this pop culture saturated world, what's a nerd to do?
Hang out with your good pals on Nerdy Show, that's what.
Our flagship podcast is a weekly celebration of the multifaceted D20 that is the modern nerd.
When we're not devising horrors that combine VR and spiders or taste testing weird food, we're discussing the latest geek happenings, digging into our deepest nerd niches,
or interviewing a celebrity or two.
Head to nerdyshow.com or find us on iTunes and experience a multiverse of awesomeness.
And now, the Boston Bastard Brigade, Electric Sisterhood, and Omnis Trinity proudly present No Points, No Links, The World's J-Pop and Alternative Hotspot.
Konnichiwa, my bastards and wenches, and welcome to another episode of No Borders, No Race. I am your King Baby Duck Evan Borgo. Thank you once again for tuning in, and we are just 2 weeks away from PAX East, and I am stoked to see what's in store. I can't talk about what I'm going to be seeing at the event. You will have to wait for the articles to go up, but I will definitely say that I have a lot of really hyped up games that I will be checking out at the annual event. And on top of that, we are also just 1 month away from Anime Boston, where we'll be both press once again and be putting on Who Cringed Last for its third year. We're still in the midst of putting the game show together, but I think you're going to be in for quite the treat. And I am also happy to officially announce that I will be going to Anime Expo in LA this July. This has been an event that I've been wanting to go to for many years. And seeing as it happens during Boston Bastard Brigade's 10th anniversary, I figured that this would be a great way to celebrate it. So keep your eyes peeled for more info for all of these events and cons that I'll be at. Until then, let's start this week's playlist. Remember, as always, if you like what you hear and want to support these artists, you can grab just about all their music on CD Japan, Yes Asia, Amazon, iTunes, Bandcamp, the band's official sites, and your local record stores. Today, we're going to start the show off with TK from Linktos de Siguru, whose latest single is the Japanese theme song to the amazing and Oscar-winning film Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. Here is P.S. Red Eye.
I'm a hero, I'm a hero. Dominate, I can't remember. Yeah.
B-side from their recent single, Memo Sepia, which serves as the end theme of Mob Psycho 100 Season 2. You can also hear them as part of Mob Choir in the series opening 99.9. Two great songs from one of this season's best returning series. Now, speaking of anime, the spring season is slowly coming onto our radar, which means a plethora of brand new releases will be hitting the likes of High Dive, Crunchyroll, Funimation, Hulu, and Amazon. Netflix, meanwhile, will more than likely see the usual delay so as to make sure they dub it in all the languages that they can. However, according to a recent report, it would seem like the spring season may not be as big as this current winter one. Outside of continuing series like Dororo and Shield Hero, a total of 15 full-length series will be set to premiere in the spring at the late night time slots. And if you were to take out the Fruits Basket reboot and the new seasons of King of Prism, One Punch Man, and Bakumatsu, that only leaves 12 new shows of late night programming, a drop from 42 last spring. Now, this does not factor in short anime or a few other series that may be up in the air, so we really can't say what the true number is. With that being said, we do know that the amount of new anime airing this spring will be dramatically lower than the past few seasons. And honestly, I see this as a very good thing. I have begun to notice how many animation studios in Japan, as well as staff members and even directors, have been putting in double or even triple duty when it comes to anime series they're producing in a specific season. A normal studio should only be doing one series at a time, so as to not overwork its staff or even diminish the quality of its animation. We saw this happen with JC Staff, who in summer 2018 was responsible for four series airing at the same time: Backstreet Girls, Planet With, Angels of Death, and High Score Girl. Those series' animation really weren't up quite to par with their previous works, though I will thoroughly say that I enjoyed both Angels of Death and High Score Girl. When you expect a studio to churn out more series in a short amount of time, you're going to see a dwindling amount of quality lost in its production. Consider the fact that it normally takes an animator in Japan 2 hours to draw an eye. Fucking eye. Now imagine that they have to do that in a quarter of the time because they're also working on two other series. Well, odds are the eye might look okay, but the rest of the series and the characters' facial and bodily features will more than likely look like total crap. This is why it's always good to have a quality over quantity mentality. Less series to work on means having said shows look much better on the eyes, though a good-looking series could still wind up being terrible due to writing or poor voice acting. I mean, look at March Comes in Like a Lion for an example of that. Amazing animation, but shitty writing, in my honest opinion. But at the very least, the production won't suffer from overtired animators and crew. And that's why I think having less anime in the spring will more than likely be a good thing for the industry. Well, that and that makes my job as an anime reviewer a whole lot easier, because that means a lot less shows that I have to watch and critique. But I'm very much looking forward to seeing what spring has to offer. Fruits Basket, One Punch Man Season 2, and We Never Learn are hot on my radar for new and returning series. So at the very least, I know I'm going to be getting my fill of good shows. And thanks to there not being as many series being aired and no production company seemingly taking on more than one show this season, we can expect, hopefully, a high amount of visual quality that anime truly deserves to have. Right then, let's head back to this week's playlist. Here is the latest from Fred Abong, who is known for his work in Belly and Throwing Muses. He just released his latest EP entitled Pulsing and is currently in the midst of a UK tour. This is one of his recent tracks, Firefly. Thank you.
sky, and you're a beauty. I'm your firefly, and I'm on duty.
Hey, Robert, why should people listen to another retro gaming podcast?
You mean our cast, David? We do have to keep this short, you know.
Yes, well, I guess we should start with the fact we celebrate old school video games.
And we have awesome guests and game giveaways. Don't forget that.
Plus our game show and your favorite segment, Random Select.
Don't remind me. Are we done yet?
Listen to our cast, another retro gaming podcast, part of RetroZap.com.
Finally, back to my beer.
Their latest album, Try Again, that was the voice acting trio of Trisail with Sunset Kung Fu. Besides this record, the three members have kept it busy with their voice acting. Momo Asakura can be heard as Princess Rona in Endro and Nagisa in Kaguya-sama Love is War. Sora Amamiya is prepping for this summer's Dumbbell Nankiro Motero and returning to Aqua for the Konosuba movie. And Shina Natsukawa can also be heard in Endro in the role of the elven priestess Seira. Right now, we're going to spin the latest from Myth and Royd, and this song served as the theme song to the recent film sequel to Saga of Tanya the Evil. Fingers crossed that we get to see that little evil 10-year-old on American screens very soon. This is Remembrance.
Kiss at that. He don't know, no, 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 The heavens open up and blow. me, miss me, darling. Do you know I'm missing you? Can't you see the world is ended? That's what this damage took me to. A dead right all night. But when you feel a spider bite, not true.
Mark Lanegan Band with Nocturne from 2017's amazing record, Gargoyle. Probably my favorite album of his. Mark Lanegan will be hitting the road again this May, and knowing the workhorse that he is, I wouldn't put it past him to release another album this year. It was recently announced that Crunchyroll and Adult Swim will be partnering up to create new content and expand the reach on already produced series. We have already seen such a thing occur with Adult Swim airing the dub for Megalobox, and the two companies are sharing production duties for the Blade Runner anime. So it would seem like having both of them working deeper together, and considering that they are now owned by Warner Media, would be a no-brainer. Now, there are pros and cons to such a thing, so let's look at the con aspect of it first. Personally, I always worry when an American company tries to put its hands in a foreign product. In many cases, it causes said product that could have been great if it was dealt with just the foreign production company to instead wind up being not as strong as it could have been. Case in point, Fooly Cooly Progressive. While I actually did enjoy Alternative, Progressive seemed to try way too hard to capture the spirit of the original series, to the point where it somewhat tainted the legacy of the original Fooly Cooly. And I know I praised its first episode, but then the writing went downhill faster than a Jamaican bobsled team, so that'd be the bad aspect of it. Here's what the good aspect of this partnership could lead to. A bigger appreciation for anime as both an art form and a mainstream work of entertainment. In the last 3 years, anime has no doubt become a big part of the entertainment industry as a whole. From the success that Dragon Ball Super Broly had in the box office, to even the likes of Brie Larson, Michael B. Jordan, and many other celebrities in film, TV, music, and sports preaching their love for anime. Anime is no longer seen as cartoons for basement dwellers. It's now a respected form of media that every person and company wants a piece of. This could lead towards huge endorsements from some of the biggest names in Hollywood to give a hand in production of anime. Not just financially, mind you, but also from a performance perspective. Outside of films from G-Kids, celebrities don't tend to want to put their voice to an anime property, but this could all change. And in fact, I remember a couple of years ago when we did the interview with Christopher Sabat at Anime Boston, he made a mention that a lot of big named actors and actresses have asked him about how they could go about being part of the anime scene. Imagine having the hottest people in Hollywood working side by side with the likes of J. Michael Tatum, Monica Rial, Jad Saxton, and Johnny Young Bosch. And vice versa could also happen, as voice actress Brina Palencia has worked on the likes of The Walking Dead and a few other series. And not to mention, people forget that Bryan Cranston started out as an anime voice actor, now he's one of the biggest names in Hollywood. The powerhouse that Adult Swim is could naturally convince a big name or two to fly down to Texas so they can be a part of an English dub for an anime, especially one that has a high chance at being a hit. So while there could be some downsides in this Crunchyroll Adult Swim partnership, there are also many upsides to this. The only thing we could do now is speculate as to what could happen, with our fingers crossed that it will all be good in the long run. Let's see what it could deliver, but for now, I'm pretty optimistic for this partnership. It could, after all, lead to more different kinds of anime outside of the action-based ones to get some love on Adult Swim. You know, so long as they're not as bad as Pop Team Epic. But keep in mind, this is all speculation on my part. Let's see what can be done with this partnership. Like I said, some good things can happen. Right then, time for some more music. Up next, we have Sekai no Owari, who just dropped not one, but two excellent new albums, Eye and Lip. And they will also be releasing their first English language album, Chameleon, this season, under the name End of the World, which is what Sekai no Owari means. Quite the busy schedule they have. From I, here are Sekai no Owari with Doppelganger.
From issuesprogram.com and Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube. Do you like television? Do you like talking about television? Do you have problems and can't sleep at night? If you any of those things are true, come on down and join Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube Phil's Recap and Review, or check out issuesprogram.com to check out our stuff. Basically, what we do is we talk a lot about television, some movies, but mainly television. We do post-episode recaps, live viewings, drunk commentary games, and just general analysis. So if you love television, you don't have a ton of people to talk about television, or you just cannot get enough of some of these awesome shows like Vikings, Better Call Saul, Westworld, Game of Thrones, even The Walking Dead, and some other random shows that just pop up here and there. If you cannot get enough of all those programs and you want to talk about them, jump on over, join in the live motherfucking chat with some of the best people in the world that all share their thoughts real time whenever we go live. So if you subscribe to the YouTube channel, you follow the YouTube channel by clicking that little bell thing, you can find out anytime we go live. You can also check out issuesprogram.com for a backload of all of our stuff, and check out our podcast on Stitcher, iTunes, and lots of other places. Huge thanks to all of you, and hope you check it out and hope you enjoy it, and I'll talk to you guys next time.
The one and only Stunts Punks with Don't Cry Baby off of their 2018 album, Albon Akabon. The band is still in the process of celebrating its 20th anniversary with live gigs booked throughout the spring and summer. And, you know, they still need to come back to America. They promised me that they would come back to America and, like, what? I forget when, but it was when MySpace was still relevant. That's how long I've been waiting, goddammit. Coming up, we've got the latest from the New York-based Slowness, who will be releasing a new album this year called Births. This is the first single from that record, which you can grab on April 3rd. It's called Rose.
Dream like 顔が誰かを言う気づけると涙の夜を何度乗り越えてきたんだろう。強げ
るような君の言葉が夜明けの星のように光る。雨上がりの朝は君の笑顔が空をかけるにずっと何輝く。
寄せては返す波に預けよう。悲しみを誘う言葉
Cry from last year's fantastic album, The Answer. The Japanese Celtic Punk Kings will be playing a sprinkling of shows and festivals throughout Japan this spring and summer. So check out their website or Facebook to see if they might line up with any vacation plans you might have. You know, folks, I am not the biggest fan of double standards, and the reason why I say this is because of how Sony is starting to censor many of its video games. It was revealed that Honey Parade Games was having a difficult time with its production of the new Senran Kagura, as things that were okay in the game's past have been outright rejected by Sony and its PlayStation section. The same thing happened with P-Cube Games, who were told that they couldn't release Omega Labyrinth Z on the PS4 despite having nearly all of it translated and practically set for release. And then there's Devil May Cry 5, whose PlayStation 4 version had some nudity censored via magic beams of light. And this is where I get irked over double standards, because things like hardcore violence, from mowing people down with your car in Grand Theft Auto 5 to ripping your opponent's heads and limbs off in the upcoming Mortal Kombat 11, are perfectly alright for console release, but God forbid that there's a little bit of sexual humor or even nudity in a video game. A video game has already been given an M rating, deemed only suitable for players 17 and older. It is complete bullshit, in my honest opinion, that violence is okay, but sexual content, no. I mean, sex in a video game, yeah. I mean, there should be some little guidelines, but I mean, like, the hentai game should never be on a console. But I'm just rambling right now. There are rumors right now that this is happening throughout all of the consoles. Now, personally, I think it's just a Sony issue. Consider the fact that a lot of more mature games are coming to Nintendo Switch, especially those with sexual content and humor. I mean, for the love of God, Leisure Suit Larry is coming to the Nintendo Switch this spring. Mind you, it is coming to PlayStation 4, but who's to say that that version might have some of its content edited out? The Switch has also, I kid you not, a shogi game where live-action cosplayers and adult film actresses wear revealing costumes as you play it. It's actually kind of funny how Nintendo has always been seen as this family-friendly console, yet here we are in 2019, and they have more M-rated titles to showcase than the Wii and Wii U combined. It shows that Nintendo are all about evolving their priorities. It's fans of the Nintendo Entertainment System back in the day, back in the 80s when it first came out, are now adults. So naturally, it's a good move that they cater to that current demographic. Those that are little kids are now in their 30s and 40s. And meanwhile, Sony just wants to go ass backwards with its content and start censoring anything remotely risque from their library. It is a dumb fucking move that's going to cost them in the long run. I wholly predict that more Japanese developers and even some Western developers, especially those that create games like Senran Kagura, Galgun, and Omega Labyrinth, are going to skip out on Sony and instead start producing their games for Nintendo and Xbox, especially the latter given the rumors that they might be teaming up with Nintendo on something. And while these games can be considered niche titles, they do bring in a good enough revenue to spawn out sequels, spin-offs, and expansions of franchises, which means that they're going to cause software sales to drop for Sony. Not largely, but just enough for them to take notice and rethink their stance on certain things. But until then, we can, as I said on my previous segment in this episode, only speculate. Here's the latest from Malmoon, who just released their 8th album, New Moon. Do check it out, it's very good. This is the opening track from that record, and it's called Yuri Itsu Muni.
Inferno, and you're listening to I Think This Is Great. I Think This Is Great! Exclamation point with Clay Inferno is the full name of the show. And it's an interview podcast about people doing and being their best. We talk about doing compassionate work, making books, working on teams, getting over hurdles, doing great things, even when the chips are down and you just, frankly, don't want to do anything. It's a little bit of a tech podcast, but mostly this is a interview show where I talk to some of the most fascinating people that have come into my life, and hopefully I get to meet some new friends along the way. So welcome, and please let me know what you think of I Think This Is Great with Clay Inferno by joining the conversation on social media with the hashtag ITTIGpod, or you can reach out to me directly at CLAYNFERNO, Clay Inferno. There is no I in that Inferno, at Clay Inferno, clayinferno.com. But you are here at ithinkthisisgreat.com. So do me a favor, once the show launches, please go on to iTunes and wherever you get your podcasts and leave me a rating, and please spread the word. I want people to know about the show and the amazing people that I have on it. So we will see you on the internet.
This is LJ, and I Think This Is Great.
Hey, this is Luke O'Neill, and you're listening to I Think This Is Great.
I think Jared Business is great, and I think you're listening to Clay Fernal. Wait, that was backwards.
I'm going to use that one.
I don't want to die young! To the plans we made, in all the letters that I saved.
the mean streets of Ballingrey, Scotland. That was Paris Street Rebels with their latest single, I Don't Want to Die Young, the complete opposite of Roger Daltrey's mantra. If you find yourself in Dunfermline on April 20th, you can catch Paris Street Rebels headlining at PJ Molloy's. Tickets are £6 and doors open at 7 p.m. Well, that about wraps up this week's episode of No Borders, No Race. Remember, for the recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the Boston Bastard Brigade, you can find us at www.b3crew.com. If you have any questions, comments, or if you're in a band and want to be featured on our show, you can write to us at thebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com. You can follow me on Twitter and the J-pop, video games, and anime amino pages at KingBabyDuckESH and on Tumblr at b3crew.tumblr.com. Like us on Facebook.com/BostonBastardBrigade and Facebook.com/LandOfEsh. And don't forget about all the other sites under the Land of Esh, including The Electric Sisterhood, Phil's Recap and Review, and Smashed Rook. Promotional consideration provided by this week's track from Paris Street Rebels, made by High Violet and PR Plugging, and tracks from Fredabong and Slowness were made possible by Shameless Promotion PR. And a very special thank you to Tiny Fighter for their contribution to last week's Shameless Tuesdays. On the next episode of Wicked Anime, we dive into our annual Con Month, where we chat about the mentalities of Congors and why they act in the way they do. We also talk about the abomination of the live-action Sonic the Hedgehog design, as well as get hype for a few new anime seasons. This all happens on the next episode of Wicked Anime, hitting Nerdy Show and podcasting sites this Thursday. And since PAX East is happening in 2 weeks, you can hopefully look forward to a special episode of our one-on-one interview series. Fingers are crossed that I'll be able to chat with some pretty cool peeps at this year's big gaming event. And for those attending PAX East, I want to urge all of you to head on over to booth number 13130, that's 13,130, on any of the 4 days to check out Feral Frontier, the new game from our buddies at Dirty Beast Games. They have been working hard on this title for the past few months, so I'd like everyone to head on over to give it a try. You will not regret it. Today we're going to end the show with the latest track from Riku Azuna. This song serves as the end theme to this season's Boogie Pop and Others, a great series that's given off some very late 90s storytelling vibes. This song is called Blackout. And until next time, this is your King Baby Duck reminding you that you don't have to be from Boston to be a bastard. But it sure helps.
She keeps no wide eye, can't you come back. 追いかける気配へ共鳴をした。加速していくフラッシュバック、抜け道を探して。 I justify my revenge. I feel it. See, I don't want to lose to myself. Don't make世界で痕跡を払って再起動した。色褪せてくムーンライツ、瞳に反射して。 You justify your revenge. 聞こえてる。 See, I don't want to be your dark shadow. One time, Benny, here 浮かんでいる
This is your King Baby Duck, Evan Borgo, from the Electric Sisterhood, and your host for the No Borders, No Race podcast. Each episode, we play the best, brightest, and hottest acts from Japan, America, Europe, and the rest of the world. Every song spun is but a mere taste of what you can expect of the artists heard, so if you truly loved what hit your eardrums, please be sure to support these musicians and buy their albums, EPs, and singles. Places like Amazon.com, CD Japan, Yes Asia, Bandcamp, iTunes, and even your local record store are great places to plop down some sweet moolah to let those artists know that they're doing a heck of a good job with their melodies. The more an artist gets support from listeners, the better the chance that they'll come to a venue nearest you to play the sounds that won your heart. This message is brought to you by the Boston Bastard Brigade, reminding you all to support your local, national, and international artists any way you can.